At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I don't know what to do. I'm very creeped out.
It's so creepy
in this audio vault.
There's so many webs in here. There's
Crypt Keeper.
Lots of cobwebs and stuff.
We need a broom for the cobwebs. I feel like it's still Halloween.
When we do an audio vault sounder on this take, I want you to sound like Vincent Price, and I want you to make kids afraid. Can you do that for me? Great take. Print it.
I said, Darius, here's what I'm looking for. And he sent off an email with everything I said, and then he added, but make it spooky. But make it hocus pocus.
But intimidate people that don't know you.
Aaron Glenn, we'll start at the bottom of the standings. The Jets are terrible. The Aaron Glenn thing's going a lot worse than I thought. With Aaron Glenn, everybody said leader of men, defensive-minded. You know, this will be a culture builder type. He's going to handle the New York media really, really well because he played there and he gets it. The last part has definitely not been true.
Mm.
He has done a bad job at press conferences, including this week, where he's just now inexplicably decided that he's not going to talk about injuries because he's mad at a reporter named Rich Cimini, who got a story. This guy, Rich Cimini, covers the team, and he had the audacity to find out about an injury and post as a beat reporter about the injury before Aaron Glenn had corroborated his report. Aaron Glenn had not confirmed it. And so at his press conference, he let everybody know he will not be talking about injuries anymore.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich.
Weird tactic there from Aaron Glenn.
Are you
when your
to do
team
that?
Stinks, this is what I keep wondering about him too. If you're going to be this guy when your team is terrible and you're 2-7, like what would he be doing if they were 7-2? If you're acting like the cock of the walk at the mic when your team is the worst in the NFL other than the Titans, what might he be doing? This was the follow-up when somebody wanted more information on, hey man, that was a cute zing at the beginning of the press conference, but really, tell us about the injuries.
Is Garrett a candidate for IR, or is that not something you want
to ask Rich?
I'm asking you.
Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich.
He's not here, though.
Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like we want to hear from you. You know, like
that, you guys have been here. You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
I know they've lost 7 games in the standings.
Yeah.
This is loss number 8 as far as I'm concerned. Pick your battles here. You know the New York media, you really want to start going to war at 2-7?
Well, it's responsibility of the head coach. And if you don't want that, there's no rule that says you have to be a head coach. Like I'm sorry, it's an unpleasant part of the job. It sucks when you are, you know, all but defeated, when you're terrible, you have to answer the questions. When you're great, you have to answer the questions. It's literally right there. I mean, it's a huge part of it. They have these mandatory things. You don't get to not answer questions about stuff.
About injuries specifically. Yeah. There are rules, as you said, in the NFL bylaws. But also, what are you mad about? That a reporter...
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Reported? That's the frustration here? Mm. That's crazy. Okay, Joe Maddon. Let's hear from Joe Maddon, the former Major League Baseball manager, who took some issue with the San Francisco Giants hiring Tony Vitello, the longtime excellent college coach who'd been at Tennessee most recently. Now, I don't think he mentioned Blake Butera here, who the Nationals hired, who's a 33-year-old manager. But maybe that's part of it, too. Kurt Suzuki's a great example. He's upset that guys are getting managerial jobs at the big league level who don't have experience. And he actually thinks it's a disrespectful thing to the candidates that do.
But, you know, quite frankly... I'm using the word insulting only from the perspective that it appears as though you don't have to have any kind of experience on a professional level to do this job anymore. Because when I was coming up, you had to have all that. You had to like go through the minor leagues. You had to ride your buses. I was a scout. I started in 1981. I finally got a managerial job in 2006. I mean, there was a rite of passage, a method to get to that point. So to think that somebody could just jump in there and do what you took 20 some years to be considered qualified to do, it is kind of insulting. Now, having said that, the next part is I wish him nothing but the best because I've watched videos of the guy and I could actually understand why it's perceived that he's ready to do something like this. So the I guess the overarching point is in today's world, prerequisites to get jobs of this caliber, even jobs like a mere job of New York City now, it doesn't require the years of experience that you may have had to have gone through in the past. I think communication skills, perceived leadership skills, those are the kind of things that become more valid or important and not necessarily having kind of like internal knowledge, working knowledge of the craft at hand, which would be Major League Baseball or running a city. So it's not just baseball. It permeates the entire world right now.
So maybe it's factually accurate,
yeah,
what he's saying. It just feels to me like old man shaking fist at changing world. It's a guy saying to you, you know, in my day, you had to call on a landline. to the girl's house, and her dad would answer, and you'd have to ask permission to speak to Becky, and he would hand the phone to Becky, and that's how you talk to her. Now you can just text her. And I'm going,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, this happens in every walk of life, by the way. I mean, as a someone who's done stand-up for years, it went from, you know, can you do 45 minutes? Can you headline a show? To, does your podcast have a lot of downloads? You can headline the weekend then.
Think about
do you know what I mean?
Like, this business, it drives me crazy, but I mean, just getting hired now, I'm trying to think of examples, and I don't mean to belittle anyone, but the first one that popped in my head, I don't remember her name, but there was a girl hired at College Game Day who was like a Peloton instructor. And she may have done some other things, but she had this massive online social following, and then she's kind of running around at College Game Day, and she's great on air, and she does a nice job. I'm not trying to belittle that. But, I mean, ESPN hired the girl who was working with the Commanders to do social media for them, and she just does that. She goes around and asks people, like, do you think the Chargers are going to make the playoffs? And that's the gig, essentially, and they have little production pieces with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's making more than we make to do this show every day just to do that as, like, the third job because she has a huge social media following. That is a thing that is absolutely happening, 1,000%.
Totally. And so it...
I could sit here and yell about it, or I could sure. go... Yeah, that's the industry.
Right. It's two things. One, it is sour grapes, to your point. It's also probably pretty accurate. And there is probably something lost there where there's no, this is how a major league road trip works. Like, you've managed 60 games, maybe a couple summer league things here and there and run a team camp and been the king of the castle with all the scholarships as the GM and everything else. Now, you want to tell a guy he's got to go run laps because he was late? Are you sure you can do that to 10-year Major League Service Time veteran? I don't know.
I did the Caps Alt casts, and for a couple of them, our guy Tony P in D.C. was sitting there with me.
Yeah,
I don't think it's because they wanted to hear what he thought about, Brandon Duhame's forecheck. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think of Ethan Frank, the player?
I think it's probably because the landscape now suggests he's got a social media following, and he posts that he's on, and someone tries to get a couple eyeballs out of that. Like, that's the world that we're living in. So the game has changed, and he's right. Yeah, you used to have to be 40 and having been a scout and then a player instructor in the minor leagues and managed a couple hundred games in the minors and then become a bench coach. And now, are you 33 and do you believe in R&D? Then you can be a manager too. I'm being excessive and hyperbolic, but I certainly understand the frustration for kind of an older guard guy like Joe Maddon, who probably would love to manage again, and people aren't looking.
No, they're not interested.
Candidates like Joe Maddon. Robert Kraft today was joking about trying to get Gronk to play on Thursday Night Football tomorrow night against the Jets as they retired Gronkowski on a one-day contract at New England's facility.
Since we play the Jets tomorrow night, how about a two-day contract?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What's the signing bonus? Double.
Nothing's changed.
It's actually a good zing with
Gronk. I like that a lot.
Trying to get some money out of the deal. What's funny is with him, you could kind of see that actually happening, where the joke starts with Kraft going, how about a two-day deal? And Gronk's like, yeah, let's do it. And then the Gronk goes up to him afterwards. He's like, no, really, can we do that?
Actually, is that allowed?
And then he just plays and catches like three balls for 19 yards or something. Like, has not trained, has not practiced, just runs a couple out routes, and Drake May hits him in the chest, and they move the sticks
blocks a couple guys into oblivion, etc. Yeah, he is a maniac.
I put this one on here for you, Danny, because this is a play that you could not get over from Sunday's loss to the Detroit Lions. You brought it up six or seven times on Monday. Jared Goff explaining his exchange with Javon Kinlaw. This was when Kinlaw jumped off sides, then got in his face, and clapped in his face over and over, and Goff didn't really get it. He was doing an interview that he does every week on 97.1 The Ticket. They get their quarterback on the local radio station. How lucky are they?
Javon Kinlaw got in your face at one point back when they had a player ejected. What was that interaction all about? What was said back and forth?
Yeah, he was not. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he was really saying. He jumped off sides. I told him he jumped off sides. He said, "I know," and I don't know why he was so excited about jumping off sides, but he was. And then I think that was before or after they punched St. Brown in the face. And so I can't wait to see Lewis Riddick break that one down this week for us on Turning Point.
It's a good bit.
So I didn't get the Turning Point zing. What was that? What was that referencing?
That is a controversy to the branch suspension when Lewis Riddick came out and said something that he ultimately apologized for about the Lions on Turning Point. It became this big controversy in Detroit.
I see. So, in other words, like, this is why their season's going south. And
I guess like, so.
A lot of hyperbole from a Shouty Show guy.
But I thought the zing was really good.
It's a very good zing.
And also, now you get the behind the scenes on what was happening.
Yeah. Again, I don't know, man. I know this sounds like old man shaking his fist at the ocean, like just like Joe Madden for a second. I come from a different era of trash talk where when I've committed a foul or I've gifted another team something and you're about to score to go up 21, maybe it's not the time for the excessive chirping. Maybe in jest, but not. I don't know what that is. I don't quite understand that. You've offered zero resistance. You're getting your ass kicked and you just committed a stupid penalty. And now the guy's carving you up like Thanksgiving. And now you're going to go in his face, chirping him? I don't know, man. I might wait for a sack or a TFL.
Reading from October 17th this season, players inside the Lions locker room took offense to an NFL Films video released, then deleted on social media, involved suspending a safety Brian Branch. Amon-Ra St. Brown came out, was stunned by the content on Turning Point, the online series. Goes on to quote a bunch of players saying they were disappointed. Lewis Riddick came out and apologized. I don't know exactly what he said, but I think they kind of took him to task on a couple of plays that weren't very good and kind of went in on him or something. But yes, that is them still acknowledging that they're bothered by that.
Yeah, a team finding a chip on their shoulder and running with it, that's a thing.
You think Dan Campbell showed that clip a couple times in
the
locker room?
Bet
you did. I don't get why college football coaches are so hostile and so salty. I mean, they just flip out on reporters at a level that is far exceeding anything you see at the NFL level. The unprofessionalism in press conferences from these college guys that just run everything at the program and you know are making $8, $9 million as like state employees or whatever it is wild. This is Bill O'Brien, Mr. O'Brien.
Mr. O'Brien.
If you've been around the show long enough, you remember Chris in D.C.
The real ones know.
Mr. O'Brien getting very, very upset at a reporter.
Coach, wondering, do you have a message for the fans? Obviously losing to Notre Dame Catholic school rival, 1-8 now in the season BC. I've heard from a lot of fans. They're just really
I'm really glad. I'm glad you're down. I'm not down. Nobody's down. We're fighting. We're competing. You know, it's the second year of this program, Mike. You always come in here with these down questions. Like, you show up like once a month or something like that. You come in here with these down questions. I'm not down. I don't know what year you graduated from BC, but this is a program that we're building. Okay. Nobody here's down. We're positive. We're going to show up and play our asses off against SMU. You can go out there in your dark, clouded world or whatever it is and do what you want to do. We're not down. The sun is up, and we're fighting. That's my message to the fans. What's up, Trevor?
How you doing?
There's a lot I what's like up, about Trevor? This. The very end, what's up, Trevor, is hysterical. And then listen to Trevor. He's like, how you doing?
How's it going, Coach?
He's like, this will go well.
That's my message to the fans. What's up, Trevor?
How you doing?
And the other one, somewhere in the middle of that answer as he's just reaming out, what's the first guy's name? Travis, I guess?
Or no, it wasn't
that,
Trevor.
Wouldn't be that.
No, oh, what's the guy's name?
I thought it was Travis. Whatever it is. The guy goes, okay. Like he's like, whoops.
Yeah, all right.
Listen to this. Play it from the beginning. I'll jump in at some point.
I've heard from a lot of fans. They're just really
I'm really glad. I'm glad you're down. I'm not down. Nobody's down. We're fighting. We're competing. You know, it's the second year of this program, Mike. You always come in here with these down questions. Like, you show up like once a month or something like that. You come in here with these down questions. I'm not down. I don't know what year you graduated from BC, but this is a program that we're building. Okay. Nobody here's down. We're positive.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I understand. But that's such a college coach reaction.
I got the answer because they're God. They are the president, the GM, the gatekeeper for scholarships. Everyone's got to report to them. They hold all the keys. They hold all the cards. And this is time honored where you get guys like Steve
Lombardozzi.
No, for God's sakes, Florida, Urban Meyer,
Spurrier
pulling a reporter aside and browbeating him in front of everybody because you're not with us. That's what they think. It's so small time. It's so amateur hour in that regard. They cannot believe they have to be held to account because the university can't. They know that if it doesn't go well, they're making 50 plus million bucks a year or for the next handful of years to put their feet up. They are kings and they can't believe anybody might dare question it. It's the only part of the 23 hours and 30 minutes of the rest of the day where they're just walking around like they're you know what, don't stink. and then they've got to face the music for the shortest amount of time, and they can't believe it.
In or out on the bit where I just yell Steve's out that have nothing to do with college football?
I don't know why I kept saying Steve, because I was thinking pre-Spurrier, not pre, but it was post-Spurrier, rather, and it was Urban Meyer, Urban Meyer, who was famous for reaming out reporters.
Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, they're playing the Commanders this week. He was on the offensive staff under Kyle Shanahan with Mike LaFleur. It was Matt LaFleur and Mike LaFleur, I should say. But all the guys that were here in Washington before they sprayed all over the league, they went to Atlanta as their next gig together under Dan Quinn. And Mike McDaniel said that it was Dan Quinn who helped get him sober many, many years ago.
Dan Quinn holds a special place in my heart, in my career. You know, I think he was there at Ground Zero when I became sober and supported me and believed in me and gave me the opportunity to continue what I love to do. So for that, I'll be forever indebted to him. I think it speaks to the type of man he is and the type of leader he is that that I know really he touches every player he coaches from a true, authentic standpoint. And, you know, I think the Commanders are very fortunate to have him.
Authenticity is definitely a thing with DQ.
Yep.
Like, I think he is the real deal. I think what you see is what you get. We talked about this earlier in the week. For all of the issues they've had as a team and whatever questioning we're doing and anyone can be doing of this staff, he is a really legitimately good guy. I do believe that. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what's going to matter for his legacy, is not that he got to the Super Bowl that one time or whatever happens here in Washington, but you're going to have a lot of people who feel like they became better men because of him. But I loved hearing McDaniel talk about Dan Quinn being one of the most responsible people for helping him get sober and to keep his job while he was doing it.
That's a real thing. And it's actually commendable and awesome, because it's very easy to just sort of cut somebody loose in that regard.
Oh, yeah.
Right? In other words, not necessarily like to their face to tell someone off or whatever, but you just kind of stop returning the text or you kind of don't reach out. And it's easier to kind of stay in your lane. It takes a huge amount of effort to then help pick somebody up and not only say, hey, man, you can do it, but follow through with something. Give him an opportunity. Give him a chance to get his life back together and get his coaching career back together. I think that's commendable and awesome.
It really is. They've got a real bond. Those two guys coaching head-to-head, looking for their fourth win of the season this Sunday in Madrid. It's the Grant and Danny Audio Vault. Jameis Winston's a starting quarterback again, if only for a week, with Brian Daboll fired in New York. You've now got an interim coach taking over. Jameis Winston has been named the starting quarterback for the week because Jackson Dart is going to be out with a concussion. Winston immediately hits the podium and takes over as one of the most entertaining people in football again, singing Hamilton.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. Now I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
I didn't know, so I actually appreciate him saying that.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know either.
10-year reunion of Hamilton, apparently, I guess, is what he's saying there. Also, surgical execution sounds like some kind of death, right? Like, right? If you're surgically executing, I don't know. But also, I guess he means like surgically...
Executing plays
I get precision. That part. Yeah, I think that's what he meant. Surgical precision.
Yeah.
Not quite execution. But I love Jameis Winston. At the mic, there's nobody more entertaining in the league. And frankly, he's just making the wrong decision by continuing to play, because he would be a rock star media member.
So you're too young probably for the Ultimate Warrior back in the day on WWE. He would give these nonsensical pressers or cut promos that you're just like, I don't know who you're mad at, but apparently I'll see you at SummerSlam. You know what I mean? Just like that's what it reminds me of, where he's up there. He's saying all sorts of words, and he's loving the fact that he's talking. He's so excited to be up there.
He's also just had a complete about-face in terms of reputation.
Uh-huh.
Getting in trouble in college, serious allegations about him, kind of viewed as this bad boy, and now people see him, and they just light up smiling because you know he's about to do or say something hilarious. All right, last one from the audio vault, Danny. Take your guess here. Make a guess for me. Dan Campbell, Motor City, Dan Campbell,
okay.
Kneecap biter. Is he for or against getting rid of the tush push as the Lions get ready to play the Eagles this week?
Oh, he's competitor, Craig. He's like, we're just going to find a way to stop it. So he wants to keep it in and thinks it's awesome.
You called your shot.
Well, here's why. I'm a purist, man. You take something else out of the game, then we're taking the next thing out of the game. Then you're taking another thing out of the game. Then pretty soon we don't have pads anymore. And then pretty soon it's you're only playing 30 minutes. And then pretty soon it's, you know, so that's why I don't want to take it out of the game. It's something. A team's got a niche. They found something. They're good at it. And it's for everybody else to stop. And it's unique. And it's physical. And I just, more than anything, I just don't want to take anything else out of the game. You know, I just want to leave the game alone. That's me.
Whether you agree or disagree
that checks every Dan Campbell
his
box.
Take there, that is an SNL sketch of how Dan Campbell would answer that question.
Uh-huh.
Where he's like, we might as well play 30 minutes of padless football if we're going to be, man, why don't we just play without pads for 30 minutes, brother?
And no one's suggesting that, Coach. Just this one. That's all I got to do. Just this one.
You take that out. You take the next thing out. Then you're going to take the next thing out. Next thing you know, a bunch of people running around playing two-hand touch for 30 minutes, brother.
Yeah. Just one of those logical leaps that I don't get. Like, if you take that out, then what's next? Something else that's a problem, potentially.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I guarantee you'll be fine. We're still going to have running plays. You'll still be able to hold the giant IHOP menu and dial up 40 points against Washington. You'll be fine.
Couple of NFL notes on the way out. Tomorrow, Thursday night football, Jets, Patriots. Ramondre Stevenson out. He'll miss a third straight game. I'm not trying to knock him. The Patriots have gotten better because they're using Travion Henderson more. For some reason, they just refused to do it. He hit two long home runs last week, so we'll see how he looks against a really good Jets defense tomorrow. Nick Sirianni says that A.J. Brown's discontentment has not been a distraction for the Eagles this season. Buy or sell?
Sell. I think it has been, but they thrive in it. They live in the storm.
I'm with you. I think it's clearly been a distraction. It's something Hurts gets asked about all the time.
Yep.
Reporters are all around his locker. But it hasn't mattered because, to your point, they're able to revel and kind of perform despite those distractions. Their head coach is a walking distraction in a lot of ways. And stop me if you've heard this before. Brock Purdy could be back this weekend. He is ramping up his practice.
I don't believe you.
Early this week.
I don't believe you.
Every single week we hear it's going to be the week he returns, and then he doesn't. They have the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. That is a 4:05 kick.
I mean, well, if he plays, that's great, but I've seen way too much Mac Jones to believe it.
Football Conversations on the Fan, streaming November 16th on Paramount+. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount+. Big thanks to everybody who checked out the show today. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Remember, Friday, we are going to be at Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly from 2 to 6:30, right off of Route 50. So you can come on by and hang with us 2 to 6:30 on Friday. Should be fun.
Love those guys. They're fantastic. So is the food. Come see us on Friday in Chantilly at Pupatella.
Thank you for coming.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. Will Harris had his 21-day window open to make a return for the Commanders. Of course, that fractured fibula back in Week 3 against the Raiders was going to keep him out a long time. Dan Quinn did say it wouldn't end his season, so here we are. He starts, and the Commanders need him. He won't be there against the Dolphins, though. That kick, 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning from Madrid, which is 3:30 p.m. Madrid time, if you're not wanting to actually do the math here. Giants will have their third quarterback starting this week. It's Jameis Winston in for Jackson Dart, who's in concussion protocol. Mike Kafka takes over as the interim head coach with the firing of Brian Daboll yesterday. That means Russell Wilson still not getting the start. Kind of makes him the third string at this point. This November, score $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off every door at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Schedule your no-pressure-free estimate today at paulhenryswindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice. From the Crop Metcalf 5-star sports desk, I'm Nick Ashew on The Fan. We've got a whole team in Madrid. We've got the Commanders closer and closer to maybe ending a losing streak. This is what we're going to think, right? This is the mindset we should chase heading into this weekend. When I was doing the show with Doc Walker yesterday, it was tough. He was much more positive than me. Look, I think we all need breaks in life. We all need change. We all need a change of scenery, a change of routine. This might be it. By a combined 89 points. They're one of only 3 teams, by the way, in the last 35 years to have lost 4 straight games by 20 or more points. None of those are good stats. None of those are good trends. So this isn't a vacation. But, you know, we got a whole team over there looking for a change. I understand that nobody's going over there looking at this. Like, let me go around and look at Madrid. But if Sam Cosmi wants to do that, if Marcus Mariota wants to go try, I mean, they're going to eat, right? Go to a nice restaurant. Sometimes you got to clear your head and walk away from stuff. I was talking to my wife about this the other day. She's working on a project for work, and it was just this long, drawn-out project, right? It's how these things go. I've been there. You've probably been there at some point, one or another. There's a certain point where your brain is just fried, right? We've had enough. You've looked at everything from every angle and thought about every different idea, kept yourself up at night, whatever the case is. With something you're trying to fix, something you're trying to figure out, and the Commanders' losing streak is not going to get fixed by ChatGPT, okay? Like, I get to have the option of talking to the robots. They don't. You might. I don't. This is a totally different situation than just, all right, you know, next man up. Yeah. This is so far beyond that at this point. This is a complete reset for a team, by the way, that's got themselves heading into a bye week after this. And there's nothing worse than going into a bye week after a loss, except for one thing. Going into a bye week after six straight losses, traveling across the ocean, going to a six-hour time difference, playing in a foreign country, and losing to a Dolphins team that had far lower expectations than you this year. So actually, there is one thing and nothing more. I mean, this is a position here where this team's, and I know I've said this the last few weeks, but like, this is that kind of spot now where you look at it. Before, it was kind of defining the season, right? Like, let's put it that way. It was, okay, they're 3-4. They can turn this thing around. There's plenty left. They got some injuries. And then you're starting to look at more and more injuries and more losses. And I feel like the real change for this team, the real change for the Commanders, was after that first quarter against the Chiefs. Because they were hanging in there with the Chiefs, right? It's driving all of us insane, right? It's driving you insane, driving me insane. The first quarter has been an absolute dumpster fire for this team the entire season. But there was this moment against the Chiefs where you're sitting there going, wait a minute, is this that turnaround moment? Like, is this, they're going for it on fourth down, but they're not converting. But then they get two interceptions early on from Patrick Mahomes. And they don't get blown out in the first quarter, and you're going, wait. And then it all came crashing down. Right? Like, that was kind of that moment where it felt like the season was at a crossroads. Now, it's become a situation where you're kind of looking around going, you just don't want this thing to melt down and spiral more out of control. Because what happened against the Lions took everything to the next level, where it was all about everybody just losing their minds. Really, I mean, that's what it was. Daron Payne gets suspended. I know he didn't throw the first punch. Spoiler alert, it's always the guy that throws the second punch that gets caught. We all know that. It's every single time. But then on top of that, you're dealing with more injuries. And let's also not forget, the last time we saw Jaden Daniels out on the field before his elbow bent the wrong way, he looked pissed off. And for everybody angry, upset, frustrated, annoyed with the fact that he's smiling after plays that don't go his way, I would much rather have my quarterback do that if he's able to still rebound from it and collect his thoughts mentally and have that memory of a goldfish, 8 seconds, 9 seconds, whatever it is, I don't know. Something really short. Also, no idea how they figure that out. That being said, now we've gotten to that point where you go, I mean, this could completely melt down. And if you go all the way over Madrid or Frankfurt, Germany, it doesn't make any sense. I've been saying this for years. Like, you can have these games overseas. You can expand the reach. You can expand the game. You can get people interested and be in front of new fans and do all that stuff you're doing. But that's a one-off for a couple of games, or, you know, it feels like an exhibition over there. It's another if you try to actually have a team.
Imagine the travel, dude.
Wes is insane. It would be absolutely insane for them to, even if they did a whole thing where it's like, okay, there's a team in London, because that would be the, if they're gonna have a team anywhere, Wes, they're gonna have a team in London first because they played the most games there. It's, you know, they've kind of workshopped it a little bit more. But the reality is, one, how are you gonna get free agents there? Who's gonna uproot their family to go play in London? It's a whole other country. It was hard enough for like the NBA to get teams or guys to go to Canada and Vancouver. We've seen it in a lot of sports where they struggle with that. Even if the travel is okay, you spend 2 weeks stateside and 2 weeks across the pond, and it's like, okay, do you know what goes into the travel for these things? Do you know how many rolls of toilet paper an organization has to bring with them for all these guys just to supply everybody with all of the things they need traveling overseas like this? It's insane. I don't think it's ever going to happen. If I was a betting man, and I am, I would bet absolutely 0% chance. It's not really an odd, but you get what I mean. It's not real odds, but I would bet that there is no chance that you ever have a team that's full-time in London or anywhere else. But we are getting more of these. The NFL is going to keep growing and growing and growing. And I find a hard time trying to figure out where the limit is. I really do. I mean, we're going to get 18 games. Whether you like it or not, I think it's too much, but we're going to get it. I'd rather see the playoffs expanded an extra week. You can have wild card weekend and super wild card weekend. I mean, they already call it super wild card weekend. Let's just do both. back-to-back wildcard weekends. Because I'd rather have more meaningful games instead of a week 19. Really. I mean, you're still... There are certain teams you know by week 13, 14, 15, maybe even earlier, their season is done. And we're just prolonging the inevitable. Like, at some point, they need to be just put down like Old Yeller. And it just needs to be done. And, like, why are we dragging out those seasons? I get it. Oh, money for the individual teams. Here's an idea. If you suck, you make less money. There's a start. Because I've said this time and time again. Owners have way too much power in sports. And definitely in the NFL. The fact that there is a whole new ownership group with the Commanders is shocking. Because as much as Dan Snyder was disliked, the fact that he actually got pushed out still amazes me to this day. But look around the NFL and look at all these teams that year in and year out are just bad. Like, all the time. It always starts at the top. Fire coaches, get rid of quarterbacks, flip the offensive line, whatever. You can come up with all kinds of ideas, all kinds of things you want to do. In the end, it starts at the top. And it always comes down to bad ownership. So here's an idea. We're not ever going to get relegation in sports in this country, right? You're not going to be dropping the, I don't know, the Browns down to the AFL, CFL, whatever we'd call it at that point. Is it still the USFL, XFL? Well, yeah, USFL.
UFL. You're
not going to be dropping
UFL.
Teams down to that, right? Yeah.
United Football League.
United Football League. Thank you. The UFL. I've lost track. They've changed their name 1,000 times. But we're not going to relegate teams down there. But what if you got to a point when you're eliminated from the playoffs, you lose the incentive of having, instead of that extra week, we've got an extra week for teams to make the playoffs. That's how you make your money. You're a playoff team, and you get a chance to still get in the playoffs with expanded playoffs, as opposed to a team that's completely eliminated. It's like, okay, you still get that last game at the end of the regular season, that 17th game, so you can get a little more money at the gate, maybe, and all the other games that you have. No, maybe you don't deserve it. Maybe just don't. Why don't we reward teams that are actually winning? Because if you're going to extend the season an extra week during the regular season in the NFL, give us those games. But the NFL is going to expand no matter what. This is going to continue to happen. And listen, it's smart from a global perspective. I mean, movies make more money when they expand overseas. More and more content now is easily accessible across the world with all these AI translations that are out there. I mean, now YouTube and Instagram have dubbing translations for people to watch your videos in other languages. That's awesome. That's access. That's great. The NFL's smart to expand. We've seen the NBA lean fully in on that. But basketball is more of an international sport than American football is. But it's getting there. And this is the way that you do it. And if I'm the NFL and I want to make more money, which of course they do, and I don't blame them for that one bit. But if I want to do that, don't water down the regular season. Don't give us an 18th game. Don't give us an extra week of regular season games where we're just prolonging the inevitable for certain teams, and other teams are already locked up with 2 weeks to go when they're just not playing their starters and we're looking around going, why are we wasting our time with this? International games, fine. As long as you give teams these buys and opportunity to rest after that and kind of reset. But man, the last thing we need is that extra regular season game. Expand the playoffs. Give me more of this. This is where the NFL needs to go. Games aren't always good, but you know, let's be honest. I know nothing about cricket. If you were to put a cricket game in front of me, put the two worst cricket teams in front of me, they could play a game of cricket, and I'd look and go, are they good? Are they bad? I have absolutely no idea. Now they're learning more overseas, and they're learning more in these other countries about American football, but still a long way to go. We started off not sending the best teams. We sent the Jags every year. They had to put swimming pools in their stadium because people didn't show up. They're better now, but like, you know, we sent the scraps. We sent the leftovers to them. But this is how you do it. All right, Nick Ashew on the Fan. Time to address the young guys and figure out who's going to be part of this next year. And like, all of this is really, really important for this team. Not to mention going into the bye week and not coming off of a loss and ending a losing streak. All that stuff matters. But there is so much bigger picture involved with this team that this front office and this organization is thinking about, has to think about, and we'll continue to think about it. It's just look at the NFC East as a whole right now. Jackson Dart is a wild card, but he could be a really good quarterback. We know that Dak Prescott, at least in the regular season, and that Cowboys offense can be potent. We just saw it a month ago. And we obviously know what the Eagles are. Whether you like Jalen Hurts and that awful-to-watch offense right now or not, they have weapons and they could figure out it. They find ways to win, right? Like, it doesn't matter. So if you're the Commanders right now, it's not like you're sitting here in a division that's got a really dim future and some organizations that don't have things figured out at all. And, you know, we know we can eliminate one or two teams because they're just going to be sitting in the basement for the next 5-6 years. Like, there's no Cleveland Browns right now in the NFC East. Now, do the Giants blow leads on a regular basis? Absolutely. Do the Eagles struggle to score points? Absolutely. Do the Cowboys have absolutely nothing defensively? Well, again, absolutely they do. But it kind of feels like every team to a point, say what you want about Jalen Hurts, but the reality is they've got their quarterback there too. In their eyes, they do. Now, where you rank him and where you think he could be and how good of a quarterback he is, that's a whole other discussion. I'd put him farther down the list, but I know this. The Eagles just won a Super Bowl again. And they got Howie Roseman in that front office who is not afraid to make big trades at random times in the NFL season. The trade deadline comes and teams start to deadlines start to create results. Howie Roseman's like, I'm already three trades deep. You guys are just figuring this out now? Okay, that's what we're talking about here. You're competing with really a division that could have all four teams, essentially, depending on where you rank them, but have their quarterback situation figured out, and that matters. Because as we know in the NFL, that is the most important position in sports, period. And when teams are wandering that lonely desert of quarterback ineptitude, your ceiling is always lower. It's dry, it's hot, you're thirsty, and all you want to do is find some oasis somewhere. And for a while, you have those mirages where you think John Beck and Rex Grossman are your future at quarterback, but the reality is that's not the case. And then you get there close and you're like, damn it, there's no water here. You got to keep going. But all four teams may have that. Now, this week, the Giants aren't going to have Jackson Dart out there. And this is the big thing about Jackson Dart. He's fun to watch. He's a wild card and he's a rookie, so he can get away with a lot of the mistakes and a lot of the he's just wild. He's just learning. He's a kid, you know? You can get away with that like Russell Wilson couldn't. There's a reason why Russell Wilson got benched. Jackson Dart started. But Jackson Dart now has been evaluated for 4 concussions this year. 4. Because he wants to run around, take hits, not slide, be the tough guy. Well, we've seen that in D.C. before, and how's that work out? I don't care how much you want to prove yourself to anybody in the NFL or how much you want that first down. You've got to make the safer choice if you're a quarterback. You're not a tight end. You're not a running back. You are the most important position in sports. And if he doesn't figure that out, we're going to see a lot more of Jameis Winston starting a quarterback for the Giants, which, by the way, I am all for. Not because I want to see the Giants lose, though Jameis Winston does have a high ceiling. But Jameis Winston's getting the start for the Giants against the Packers this weekend. Packers are a touchdown favorite, by the way. And he had his first press conference since he was named the starter with Jackson Dart still in concussion protocol. And Jameis Winston is a national treasure that must be protected at all costs. This and what he had to say was absolute gold. Maybe. Jameis, we're not going to hear from Jameis Winston, I guess.
I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. Now I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. What's the greatest city in the world? Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
How could you not love this guy? Like, maybe if you're a Giants fan, you're like, oh, God, this guy's going to be my starting quarterback. Well, we've been losing anyway, so I guess it'll be fun. Look, Jameis Winston is going to have his choice of whatever he wants to do when he retires in front of a camera. Start his own show. You know, build his own brand. He's in the NFL. I hope he is starting somewhere. How can you not love this guy? How can you not love a personality like this? I mean, Jameis Winston is the friend that everybody has that you love going out in public with every once in a while, right? Where you're like, Jameis is coming with us. We're not sure what he's going to say. This is more of a, you know, it's a classier dinner. Maybe we need to just let him stay home for this one. He's still out there single on Tinder, swiping through. Everybody else is married with kids. He's the fun friend that, like, didn't grow up, but's like a good dude. And everybody likes being around him. He brings the energy, but sometimes he's such a, he's a attention vacuum, and everybody else is just kind of like, can I talk for a while? Can I tell a story? But you love him. And it's the friend where the wives are just like, oh, Jameis is coming again. Oh, all right, but he's such a nice guy. Probably donates to someone's GoFundMe or something. And, you know, it's like, that's who he is. And this is great. I'm telling you, I've been waiting for this. I'm so excited. And this also means, by the way, that Russell Wilson is essentially now the third string quarterback for the Giants. He's got to retire after this, right? Like, he has to. Russell Wilson has nothing left. I tried so many times since he left Seattle and thought this would be different. This would be different. And you'd see the flashes. You'd see a couple of games here with the Broncos at the beginning. And Sean Payton decided he wanted to step on his head and just destroy him. You know, there's maybe a better sit. Nope, that didn't last very long. You saw.
What about being a career backup at this point?
I mean, he could, I guess, be a career backup, but is that something he wants to do? Russell Wilson is how old now, Wes? Like 37, 38? Gotta be 37.
Be something like that.
Look it up. Because I'm curious. Because, yeah, he could be a career backup now the rest
36.
Of the way. 36. So, I mean, as a backup, he's got something left in the tank. But is he going to accept that he's a backup? That's a tough thing.
Well, he can accept millions of dollars.
He can. He's also got a rich wife, too. So they're both doing just fine. He's made so much money in his career that money really doesn't matter. It's really just about, like, does he want to keep playing and what's that look like, honestly. And you're right. Like, there's a chance he's a career backup for a couple more years. And if he's cool with it and he goes to a team not expecting to compete for a starting job, I think it maybe works. But I mean, even, what was it, week two? It was week one against the Commanders where you went, oh, God, they destroyed him. We had a pass rush then. Remember that? That was fun. And then week two, he threw for like 384 yards or something like that. And you're like, man, all right, Russell Wilson still got a little left in that. Oh, just kidding. Never mind. It's back to where it was before. I really thought, people forget, hashtag people forget, how great Russell Wilson was in his prime. I mean, he was going to be a Hall of Famer, but he's going to be a third-string quarterback now for the Giants the rest of the way. And listen, like, the Giants, I mean, this offseason for them is going to be about rebuilding just as much as it is for the Commanders. Dallas is a little bit more settled offensively. George Pickens is somebody they're going to have to figure out, but I think they're going to have to. You can't go through another big contract negotiation after the Micah Parsons debacle.
We're still in North Carolina. I'm not focused on the Giants. But
he did want to get back to the NFL. I don't think there's any doubt about that. UNC was kind of like his backup choice. It was his retirement job. It's like the guy that retires and goes to be a Walmart greeter. That's Bill Belichick. He goes to work at Home Depot. Like, I just want to be around people. I just want to hang out. I don't need the money. That's what Bill Belichick did to go to North Carolina. Does he stay? I know, Wes, you said this yesterday. You think that it doesn't work out. I don't think it works out either in North Carolina. I think Bill Belichick's got a better chance of going back to the NFL. But if you're the Giants, do you want him? Like, does that make sense? How many years are you going to get out of him before you got to find another coach again? Now, if you're the Giants and you hire Bill Belichick and you've got, say, an offensive coordinator that's waiting in the wing to be the next head coach and it's Belichick for 3 years max and then that guy takes over, okay, you've got a succession plan. Bill Belichick gets the all-time wins record as a head coach of the Giants. That could work. But is that really the best plan? Mike McCarthy, I mean, he did win a lot of regular season games in Dallas, won a Super Bowl. They've got their roster and their depth and everything kind of figured out for the most part. They're always going to be aggressive. Howie Roseman's always going to be looking for more guys to add. He's always going to be drafting well, it seems like. So that's the cream of the crop right now, unfortunately, at the top of the division. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. But after that, there's question marks all the way through. And if you're the Commanders, you've got to look now at this offseason as such a massively important offseason. Last year was fun, but it delayed the inevitable, and it was a complete breakdown and rebuild. Now, they kind of were looking at last year as that being the case. They just overachieved. You had a lot of guys on one-year deals. Some of them bolted, went other places, got more money. So this team is devoid of talent in a lot of areas. But they got to get younger, and they're not just competing with themselves to get better as a team, but they're competing with the Eagles at the top of that division. And maybe a Giants organization that finally gets back on track, because back in the day, it wasn't that long ago, the Giants were actually a functional, well-run organization. It's been a long time, but they were. They were the most consistent organization, it felt like, in the NFC East. It's a long time ago, but it definitely existed. And then the Cowboys will always be the Cowboys, but they'll get, you know, just enough wins. They'll be a team that's generally in that, like, maybe it's seven at their worst, and just got hired. That was the question, remember? It's like, oh, look what he did in Dallas. Is he going to do that here? Well, the answer's been no until this point. This is going to be our test. This is going to be our true test to understand whether the defense and its issues are talent-based or coaching-based. Because, listen, you could be mad at Dan Quinn right now. You could be mad at this season. I'm mad at this season, too. But let's not forget, you loved Dan Quinn last year. We all loved Dan Quinn last year. This team won 12 games and went to an NFC Championship game. Don't know if you know that. I think we've talked about that quite a few times. But, you know, so Dan Quinn and what he did in Dallas with that defense, don't forget it. Now, do they have the same personnel? Of course not. I mean, they're depleted everywhere, and certainly defensively. But this is still going to give us some semblance of an idea. If you just see a little bit of improvement. Now, you can't go out there and teach guys, let's not say teach, let's rephrase that. You can't go out there and force guys to tackle, all right? But you can teach them how to tackle. So the basic fundamentals, if we don't see that, I mean, then this is a complete disaster all the way down, which it kind of already has been. But if you start to see put in a better position to succeed, the defensive scheme is a little bit better, maybe less of Bobby Wagner in coverage. Everybody loves to beat up on Bobby Wagner, but let's be honest. I mean, the guy's a future Hall of Famer. He's a great linebacker. He's great last season. Hasn't been the same this year. But he's still valuable to this team. And, you know, this is, let's play hypothetical here. And let's just say that the Commanders' defense looks solid. Solid against, really, an offense with the Dolphins that looks, that can be explosive. Doesn't look like that consistently, but has high upside. So let's say they shut them down relatively, hold them to 14 points, somewhere around there. We already know that the defense, no matter how many injuries you deal with, has always been the bigger liability out of all three units on this team. But if this defense can kind of just hold tight, right? Like last year, the offense has been so far behind in a lot of situations because the defense gives up so many points in the first quarter that you're like, we've abandoned our game plan because now we just have to throw the hell out of the football because we can't control the clock because we're down two touchdowns and we have 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Like those are tough situations to get yourself out of as a team. But if the defense just shows enough where you can say, all right, they're improved. Chance. This team has a chance to then, in turn, turn it around and make it a little bit of a run there, right? I mean, it is still possible for all of you that want this team to keep going, 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 and there's some people that do, as opposed to draft pick, draft pick, draft pick. We've been there. We're experts at that, right? We're experts at sitting there going, well, there's always next year. Yeah, I don't know whose voice that is, but it's just somebody's voice sitting on their couch thinking about next year and draft picks. Now, personally, because I'm not out there playing, and because I care more about the long-term future of this team, would I prefer to see them finish with 3 wins and revamp this coaching staff and definitely use as many picks as they possibly can to get more draft picks and get a lot of younger talent and spend money in free agency and really start to build a team that's not just for next year but for the long term? Oh, yeah. That's where I am. But how are you going to sell that to Bobby Wagner? How are you going to sell that to a lot of these veterans? They're already losing their minds. I mean, Daron Payne, I don't care if he was the retaliating. Daron Payne got kicked out of a game and suspended for throwing a punch at a helmet. Which, again, I've said this for years, is the dumbest thing you could do. I mean, just throw a punch at a helmet that's meant to prevent concussions. Okay. But if you're in a spot here where this team is clearly just mailing it in and, in air quotes, evaluating young talent. Whew. Good luck. Good luck trying to sell that to a locker room of vets that may have a couple of years left. Now, I get it. In turn, you say, well, they had their chance and it didn't work, so this is what the reality is. And I'm with you. I'm with you. I mean, the way to really build this team is absolutely bottoming out the rest of this season. And I know it's not fun. I know we haven't seen it before, but you got to give this a chance. You've got to give this front office a chance to turn this thing around and really build it. Rebuilds don't happen overnight. They just don't. I mean, you have to find depth. You have to get better defensively. The offensive line might be starting to come together. They've at least kind of found some continuity there, and Sam Cosmi will be back out there, and you can at least start to say, well, if you've got the offensive line figured out, you've got the quarterback figured out, those are two really important needs that they won't have to address this offseason. Running backs, you can find another one. Chris Rodriguez isn't back. For the love of God, I wish they'd give him more carries, but I just don't think it's going to happen at this point. Bill Kroski-Merritt was a fun story, but he's going to be an up-and-down guy. I think we just have to understand that there's going to be a high ceiling and a low floor. Now, if they're actually up in some games, he might get some more carries. He might get some more opportunities, but he's also supposed to be that guy that's a receiver out of the backfield, and we haven't seen that. But if you have a couple of those spots figured out, okay, that makes trading down in the draft that much better, and you focus on defense. Get a couple of edge rushers in the, like, what if, let's just say the Commanders have the number 4 pick in the draft. Along those lines, then you start adding extra picks, maybe trade down again, adding a little bit more, because you have guys that you've identified, and that's the key. Like, you can spend all day with all the, you can have 15 draft picks. If you can't figure out who actually can play in the NFL, it doesn't really matter. But you don't get that opportunity if you don't have those draft picks to use. So yeah, I'm in the boat of, hey, next year can be a lot better. This season really was supposed to happen last year anyway. So yeah, the 12 wins was fun. No, I would not trade it in. No, I wouldn't trade the NFC Championship game. Doing the fight for the 8 seed, and then they get a play-in tournament, and it's fight for the play-in tournament. That's not good suck. That's NBA mediocrity. That's NBA purgatory. It doesn't get you anywhere. It's like quarterback purgatory in the NFL. Your ceiling is always lower until you're 100% set at quarterback in the NFL and until you 100% know what your goals are and what your plan is to build a Shohei Ohtani and pay him $5 million a year and stretch it out his entire life. Oh, sorry, Doc's not here again, Wes. We don't get to do that today with him. He got mad yesterday when I did that.
Nope.
But it's like this is where the Wizards are right now. They're looking around going, okay, we're going to figure out who's going to win for us, who's going to be a part of this, and who's not sticking around. Through 11 games this year, Alex Saar is that guy. Now, am I saying necessarily? Guy's getting you 18-8, though. 2.5 blocks, much better shooter, almost 4 assists a game. Less than 30 minutes, he's putting these numbers up. He's confident. He looks way more polished, way more comfortable than he did last season. I mean, he's shooting 52% from the field, three-point shot kind of needs a little bit of work still. But again, this guy's a stretch big. But he spent time with Team France before he got hurt in the summer, and he's gotten stronger. He's gotten more confident. He's gotten tougher. All of these things matter. So you at least look at one and say, okay, we've got him. Then you start going down the list. What does Trey Johnson, their rookie, look like? Bilal Coulibaly's hurt. We don't know when he's going to actually be back. I mean, that continues to be a thing. Okay. Chris Middleton's likely going to get traded at some point, and so is CJ McCollum. You're going to get more draft picks or young players and a combination of that from those two guys at the deadline for a contender that's looking for some veterans to add, right? Cam Whitmore, been a kind of a disappointment. I told him at Media Day, I said, dude, this is a great opportunity for you. People are excited you're here. I hope you take advantage of it. It's been up and down. Big dunk the other night was great, but he's getting 16 minutes a game. And listen, I talked to him. He was like, look, I want more minutes. I'm like, well, that's great. You know, like, I hope you earn them, because the talent's there. I mean, there is a lot of talent and a lot of potential with somebody like Cam Whitmore, but you're going to have to really earn the minutes on this roster, because there's a lot of young players that are going to get opportunities. Bub Carrington might start getting more minutes. Corey Kispert is, you know, kind of established there, but, like, they're going to give him time, obviously. He's still young overall by NBA standards. Keyshawn George, I mean, you just go down the list. Everybody's young. Everybody's young on this team. But here's the thing you get to do when you watch them. Just look and say, slow pressure. It's fun. And remember, this is how the Oklahoma City Thunder started. PA was going to be an MVP when he first got traded from the Clippers. So this is how you build. This is how you build. All right, Wizards and Rockets coverage coming up next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.